Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I'm guessing one of the butterfly kisses moments that you never forget is the first time that your kid laid down his first or her first cuss word.
I thought you and Stacey were going to eliminate the profanities in la casa.
Well, I guess when you're a parent, you just kind of forget their... I mean, it's been so... We throw it around so often that I thought we were doing a pretty good job of monitoring and editing ourselves, but I guess we're not.
You said, like, right when he was born, like when he... Like 6 months old, I remember you came in here and said that you were actually very proud of yourselves because you eliminated it.
I thought we were doing pretty well.
Not so much, huh?
Which bombs do you drop the most often, the SH bomb?
I don't know. I really don't. I thought we had a pretty good handle on it. I really don't know.
When you're mad at Stacey, what do you call her?
There are so many. I guess we must be dropping the F bomb around the house fairly often, although I don't really recall doing it, but...
When did Hayden drop it and where, more importantly?
404-741-1005. Oh, you'll remember the first time your kid ever cussed in public. For us, it was it's a sweet little story of being in a silent movie theater for Chicken Little last week.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is good.
When we're watching Chicken Little, and I'm sitting in one seat, and Hayden, our three-year-old, is in between us, and he's barely even heavy enough now to keep the seat weighted down. I actually have to keep my hand on the seat or it bounces back and he falls into the crease between the cushion and the back of it, you know?
Oh, that's great.
So little. He is Chicken
Isn't
Little.
Isn't that a family thing, though? Like, doesn't Stacey keep her hand on your seat also?
It's a domino effect. One person moves, the whole row goes up. So, I mean, he's barely even old enough to sit in the seat by himself, right? So we're watching the movie, and, you know, theaters are quiet, and he has a water bottle, like a Dasani or something, or maybe it was just his cup that we put the water in, and the circumference of the bottle, I guess, was just too small, and it wouldn't stay in the holder, the cup holder. Like, sometimes he could angle it, and it was fine, and other times it would just fall through the hole, you know, and fall onto the floor.
Uh-huh.
So we're in the middle of the movie, and I guess he's been struggling with it for about an hour. And you know, every time he drops it, I put it back up in there, and we both kind of manipulate it together to keep in the cup holder. And I guess about an hour in, it drops through the hole again, and he gets upset, and he drops the F-bomb, F-ing cup, in the middle of the theater.
No, he did
yes,
not.
Yes, he did.
A
now, Stacey and I
voice
immediately
F.
looked at each other, and we're like, Did he just say? And she said, no, it couldn't have been. It couldn't have been. So it only happened one time, and we just blew it off like he was saying something else.
That's great. So not only did he use it, but he knew how to use it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Like, not only did he get the word, but he also used it,
as an adjective.
In context, correct. Like, and there's so many uses of that word. That's a brilliant first use of the F-bomb.
Yeah, my child prodigy.
What if that's the one thing he's really good at?
Cussing?
Yep.
Well, he learned it from the best, I guess. So as we're in the parking lot, Stacey and I, and we have Hayden in our hand again, and we're walking through the parking lot, and Stacey and I start talking about it, and we say, did we hear what we think we heard?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't think so. I just think we heard it wrong.
Right.
So yesterday, we're all sitting around the counter, and when Hayden is playing with his food, sometimes he keeps it down at his side.
Now, where are you again? I'm sorry.
We're in our kitchen.
Oh,
we have
okay,
a kitchen,
okay. Uh-huh.
And he's at the counter, and he's eating.
Okay.
And sometimes when he doesn't have the food in his mouth, he'll put it down at his side, and it just sits down there at the side. Then he eats it when he wants. So he puts, like, a hot dog or something down, and the dog comes by, and he grabs his hot dog, and Hayden says, effing dog.
Correct uses the F-bomb.
Well done.
Wow.
Completely clearly. And Stacey's sitting there and I am sitting there. And she mouths the words to me, don't say anything. Like, you don't want to laugh. You don't want to come down too hard. You don't want to bring attention to it.
I would have had to leave the room. If that was my kid and he did that, I would be on the floor. I would be crying. I would be in tears if my kid properly used the F-bomb because Sasha took a hot dog out of his hand. I would, like, that kid would think that he just said the greatest thing in the world because I would have to leave the house.
It's humiliating. Now, it was clear as day, but as a father, I was like, no, he didn't just say that. So I asked him, I said, what did you just say, Hayden? And clear as day, he says, effing dog, right to me. So I said, okay, and I just walked away from it. I didn't correct him. I didn't say it was a bad word. I didn't say it was a good word. I didn't laugh. I just let it go. But clear as day, and like you said, he used it in the right context, too.
Oh, my gosh. Now, what Stacey said is right, though. Aren't you supposed to just not bring any attention to it?
I don't know. I don't
have
read the
books. What else do you do if he keeps using it?
I don't know.
I think what you have to do is you and Stacey have to eliminate that word, like, above and beyond. You have to completely eliminate that word, and then, like, a month from now, if he's still using it. Then you say, we don't say that. You say, darn dog.
Well, I think parents won't admit this publicly, but I think privately when something happens with your kid like that, in the back of your mind, you immediately blame the other parent. Because I'm thinking, Stacy's cussing all the time. She does curse a lot. And I've always felt like she curses more than I do. So I didn't say anything to her at the time, but I'm like, this is all about Stacy. But we're in the car together yesterday after this whole incident, and we're driving to get that truck I was telling you about earlier, and I forget if somebody cut us off or somebody was driving really slow, and I dropped the F-bomb at the guy in the car, and I caught myself. It was me. It's me. So I think the combination of both of us is just he caught on to it, and he's using it in perfect sentences now.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
And he's got the cutest little voice, too. I can't imagine that.
Can you get that on tape?
There's no way. I'd have to follow him around and tick him off all day long.
Yeah, just do stuff to him. Like, why can't you loosen a part on his toy so it doesn't work properly? Like, can you loosen a wheel on his bike so it just keeps going in circles or something?
I don't think it's something you can set up, Jeff.
Will you try?
No. I'm not trying to encourage it.
I'll buy it from you. I'll give you $150 for it.
Really?
It'll be just for ringtone.
Hey, Mary, you're on the Burt Show.
If you can get him to say effing phone, I will give you $200.
You're going to make it your ring back?
Yes. Like a little kid voice on my phone. You got an effing call.
What's up, Mary?
My son was 4. We're eating brunch after Sunday brunch after church. We have about 15 people, in-laws, church people. My son drops his broccoli casserole on his lap and says the SH word, like, pretty loud under his breath. And my husband and I look at each other, and we kind of blow it off. He tries to pick up the broccoli casserole again to put it on his plate and drops it. And this time it's loud. SH! And we were like, oh, my God, the room fell dead silent. Everybody looked at me. My in-laws looked at me. We were all like, oh, my God. We didn't know what to do. How do you save yourself from that? And, of course, after, you know, the whole deal,
You're in front of all these church people. Yes. And you just left the land. Yeah.
Oh, it was drastic. My husband looks at me afterwards, and he was like, you know that that's you. Every single time something happens, that is you. I was like, okay, I'm not the only grown up in the freaking house.
There you have it.
There you have it.
Yeah, you always want to blame the other parent. Anything that's wrong with your kid is definitely not your. It couldn't have been me.
Do you correct,
had to be mom.
Do you correct Hayden if he's using words wrong?
Incorrectly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but like,
that answers your question, Jeff.
No, do you correct him if he's using, like, the wrong word for. You know, like if he's calling a telephone, whatever, something else.
Yeah, like if I'm on the phone with somebody, he'll say, what was that? And I say, it's who was that?
Right. Uh-huh. So can you just tell him that he's using the F word incorrectly and it's actually freaking?
No, I don't even want him saying that.
Yeah, that's still bad language in little kid circles. Sure. And when he goes to school, you don't want him using.
But have him be okay with it.
Well, you remember when we had Kevin Smith in here? He said he had like a 3 or 4 year old and he let him curse and he thinks it's the funniest thing. And he said when they got to be at age like 5 or 6, they weren't using the word at all anymore because it was like having the key to the kingdom. It's not a big deal.
Right.
Until he gets to kindergarten and he's like, get off my effing felt board.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi.
I was going to tell you one story, but this one's funnier. That my 4 year old daughter, she was about 2 years old at the time. And we're going over to my wife's parents' house, and you know, they were going to put a movie on for my daughter, Tori. And she said, and Grant, my wife's dad was like, well, do you want to watch, you want to watch Barney? And my daughter said, nah, Barney's a bitch.
Great.
I mean, do you correct them on stuff like that, or do you just let it happen? You know what I mean? It was so funny.
Well, you, in that case, I mean, it's a real struggle not to laugh, but then you realize how serious it is. Like, well, once they get out of the house.
She was using correct grammar.
Did you explain to him that Barney is androgynous and therefore couldn't be a bitch?
No, I didn't know what to say. I mean, my father-in-law wasn't too happy, but oh my God, we were all rolling. It was hilarious.
Yeah, and there are times where it's like you can't quite make it out, so you almost talk yourself into like they couldn't have just said that.
Right.
But there it is, clear as day.
You realize how much they're picking up you don't even realize that they're listening to.
Hey, Sherry. Good morning. Hold on. Sherry, good morning.
Now, but when she was three, she was sitting at the kitchen table, and it must have been in the springtime, and our dog was outside, and the windows were open, and he was barking really loud, just, you know, incessantly. She slammed her fist down on the table, and she said, G.D. it, Cosby, shut up. I had to walk out of the room before I corrected her. I had to walk out of the room because I was, like, laughing so hard.
3 years old. Right.
She was about 3 years old, but she's 16 now.
I mean, I'm glad I made the decision not to be a mom because especially in the car, I talk about my road rage, that kid, I mean... Yeah, no, I would never remember when I've cussed. I know I cuss all the time.
I thought we were doing really, really well. I really did, but I guess not.
Yeah, Melissa would be the worst if you had to put a car seat. You should let Melissa watch Hayden for a weekend.
Forget
it. Have him in the back seat of the car. He'll be, he'll have a whole glossary of words. Yeah.
Melissa cusses more than you probably cuss in a week just backing
just
into
in
a parking
car.
Spot That's here in the building.
Hey, Karen, good morning.
Good morning. I love these stories. My husband was guilty of watching the Terminator and the Mel Gibson Lethal Weapon movies when our girl was about that age, three years old. And I kept telling my husband, you know, you can't watch those movies. She's at the age where she's going to pick up those things.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, she's not paying attention. She's playing with her tea set. She's doing this and that, you know. So my mom came down for a visit from out of town, and we're taking our little one to the toy store, my mom and I. And my little girl, beautiful blue-eyed little baby girl, says, looks at a toy gun and picks it up and says, oh, a F of you. And my mom looks at me like, what did she just say? And I said, honey, what did you call this? F of you. You get what I'm saying, what she's calling it?
F of you?
An F
you? F of you. She added like a A at the end of the F word.
Uh-huh.
She thought the gun was called that because in the movies that Daddy had been watching, they point the gun at so-and-so
and they say it.
That.
So she associated the word of the gun with F-U.
My husband uses that all the time. You know, driving down the road, he's so bad, he'll call people F and moron, this and that. I come home, I busted him and everything. He said, no, she didn't get that from me. I said, she doesn't get it from me because I don't cuss. About a week later, we're in the car, and he got cut off. And before my husband could say a word from the back seat, she says, F a moron, Daddy. And I just looked at him. He was so busted.
That is great.
But it's so scary. It's unbelievable to hear your little angel say those things.
I know. You don't want to believe it. It couldn't have possibly come out of their mouth.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.